Good evening. Welcome to this week's edition of Blue Snakes and Banjos, WAIF 88.3 FM in Cincinnati. Good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Blue Snakes and Banjos with me, Bob Hust, and my co-host,
Bill Thompson.
Hi, Bill.
Bob, we got music going on in the background. What's that?
No idea. Oh, that's, just our, that's our echo from the other studio.
That's right. Well, we're going to figure all this out. This is going to be our first night with, it's going to be the first time that we've had guests in. I think I had one guest in while you were still in seclusion last year, but we've got three guests with us tonight that we're going to introduce here shortly. Bobby Charles and Michael Scharf of Mambo Combo.
Mambo Combo.
Mambo Combo.
It rhymes.
Ah, how about that? Mambo. You know how well I do pronunciation, and so I'll try to remember that it's Mambo Combo, which will play the pre-concert show at next Wednesday's Orquesta Akanon. I'll have Corey fix my pronunciation of that band. The Longworth Anderson series at Memorial Hall. So we'll talk to those folks. But first, why don't you tell them what you played, what you're going to play, and we'll get everybody situated.
Okay, we're going to talk about this, too.
What is that?
The fundraiser.
We'll talk about that probably later in the show.
And we'll give our extreme gratitude to those who are at the fundraiser.
Yeah. We'll break this show into two parts.
Okay. Well, it's
the visitors, and then we'll talk about us.
Okay.
At that point. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay.
So if you came and gave money, stay tuned
in the second half,
and we'll get you covered.
We'll get you covered, indeed.
So that was J.P. Soares doing his cover of the Cab Calloway hit from the 30s, Reefer Man, in honor of 420.
Aha! How clever of you. That always goes over my head, so to speak, there. But, So we'll hear some music from Orquesta Akhenaten and from Mambo Combo going forward. But until then, do you want to celebrate the holiday even more?
I got some of that, but why don't I just play a set while we get everybody squared away?
That sounds good. And we'll come back
with our guests.
That sounds great.
Let me count on later. One, two, one, two, three. Yeah, you know I can't forget you, honey. You know the feeling runs too deep. Yeah, you know I can't forget you, woman. You know the feeling.
want to be. You know, I think about you in the daytime, little girl, and I dream about you in my sleep.
Okay, everybody. We just heard a little set, and we have our guests in here. But before we get to that, we started that set with a bonus track from Exile on Main Street called Good Time Women from way back when. Was that 71 or whenever the heck that was?
73, I think, for some reason.
And then Muddy Waters from 78, Lonely Man Blues. But the stars of the show tonight are in the studio.
They are indeed. We have two members of a – how many members in your band altogether are there?
Six pieces in Mambo Combo.
Six-piece band Mambo Combo. That was Michael Scharf, the bass player, who has joined us in the studio with Baba Charles, who is the drummer, a drummer, a multiple drummer, a singer,
He's our multifaceted
musician.
Cuban, Brazilian percussionist.
That's great. That's wonderful.
And teacher. And we say in the band that he's our fashion director and our and the band psychologist. So he's extremely busy.
I don't know about the psychology part, but I'll go along with that. But I've known of him for more than 30 years. And always enjoyed his fashion sense and his musical ability.
Right.
So, you know.
We got the right guy.
You absolutely.
When I put this band together, I knew that he was the right guy for this.
And every band needs a psychologist.
Any good band. If it's worth their salt, it needs a psychiatrist. Probably.
Well, you know, hosts of a radio show need their own psychologist, if nothing else.
We should all team up.
But Michael and Baba are here along with Corey Wolf, the executive director of the Longworth Anderson series at Memorial Hall, and a friend of the show for years now, going on 4 or 5 at this point, I think.
Yeah.
Is this the fifth season?
This is, technically the fifth season since we had no shows in 2020.
Shortened because of the pandemic, but we're happy to have everybody because next Wednesday night, and here comes my speaking problems. Orquesta Akonon? Is it close?
No. Orquesta Akokan.
Oh, sure. Of course it is. That will be the last time I attempt to pronounce it tonight. Will be the featured
Orquesta.
Band on the Memorial Hall Longworth Anderson Theater stage. But Michael and Baba, and Mambo Combo will play the pre-reception show downstairs at Memorial Hall, which we're thrilled to have them for that show, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a great evening of entertainment along with Mambo Combo during the reception. Ticket holders can have food from Cantina Agave from Northside.
You sure that's pronounced correctly?
Yes, it is. And then we'll have food from Molly's Trolley, everyone's favorite Southern Soul food, and some High Grain Brewing Company craft beer as well.
And there's also some kind of physical lessons involved or something. There's somebody giving?
Yeah, there's going to be a salsa lesson from Diana Hoffman of Kama Salsa Latin Dancing. She has 20 years experience teaching Latin salsa in the region.
Longworth Anderson series, all of your needs, drinks, food, music, and dancing, all in one place for one low price. Next Wednesday
night. It's hard to beat.
You can't beat that.
Plus, you can't usually find that on a Wednesday either in Cincinnati.
Only on Blue Snakes and Banjos, Michael, can you find all of those things.
I love that name, by the way.
So, his fever dream.
No one can see the dancing, though, on this show.
No, that's true.
So let's dig in a little bit. What was the song we heard at the tail end of that?
This was the first song that opened up, and it went right into another one. So you heard two snippets from our CD sampler. The first one you heard is Elation. It's a group out of the West Coast with Bobby Shue heading it up. He's a great jazz trumpet player. And the second song was, of course, the theme from the jazz version of I Love Lucy, the famous. That's kind of like, you know, that outgrowth of the great Cuban revolution, the music revolution that came out of Cuba in the 40s and 50s. You know, and then Lucy and Ricky Ricardo moved to New York and California and became part of our culture, our American culture.
Absolutely.
And we're all, you know, babies of that, you know, and and that is our mission of our band. Our band is called Mambo Combo, a Latin jazz experience. So that's what we are. We're not Our mission's not to be a dance band, although we do play for dances, and it works out fine. But we are jazz players and who decided to do this. You know, like this group that we're opening, that we're grateful enough to be opening for, Orquesta.
Not just me.
You're just trying to make Phil feel good, aren't you?
Orquesta Acacan. You know, they are Cuban-born, and they're coming from the folk side and the dance side, and they are jazz musicians. We are coming at it from the jazz side. You know, I always say, we always talk to our customers and our fans on our gigs, and we talk very shortly about some of the questions that will be shared, is that we've always seen this great trifecta of this music. It came from Africa over to Cuba. Cuba already had their music and their folk music. So Africans came over to Cuba, and then they all started listening to Miami radio in the 40s and 50s playing jazz music, big band. And so you out of this became this trifecta of music. Latin players have always wanted to play jazz, and jazz players in America have always wanted to play Latin. So this love affair has just been going on, and seems like there's no end to it. It's just you know, the even the bossa nova thing,
right?
You know, all the Latins want to play jazz, and all the jazz players want to play Latin. So we just that's us.
Jump
that's,
there.
That's who we are.
Isn't it interesting? And again, one of these things. Apparently, my Facebook page was reading our minds, because there's some kind of tribute. Maybe it's an anniversary of the Buena Vista Social Club.
Perfect. There you go.
That I don't know if it's, you know, what would that be, 30 years ago probably?
Yeah, that would be 30. That's pretty close. Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah. But all this music coming out of Cuba was born in the revolution, you know, the Cuban revolution that was going on in the 40s and 50s. It freed up, I think, these players to, you know, go to New York and bring this music to the rest of the world, you know.
Well, it's great to have it in the city. If I can talk to Baba about, you know, where we originally ran across you as a musician and a fashion plate, as it were, at that point. But and I'm sure there are people out there, because we found out that there are people out there listening to the show at our fundraiser, which we'll touch upon next week, second hour.
Just for the tonight. Shockingly, we found that we held a fundraiser and people showed up, and we found out we actually have listeners
that we didn't know that aren't our family members.
Absolutely.
That's great.
I know I've been listening away for 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, since back in the old building. And Dubmaster, a lot of people know that name. We're good friends forever. And kind of miss him on the radio. But there's been a lot of good people in and out of here. You know,
it's fascinating to talk to people who have been in and out of here over the years. Have you lived in Walnut Hills the whole time?
I have been a resident of Walnut Hills most of that time.
Okay.
Yes. My wife and I, we've invested in Walnut Hills forever and a day.
Right.
We've watched quite a few changes. We knew they were coming, and we kind of prepared for it and kind of didn't. But it's been an interesting ride,
right?
Just being in Walnut Hills, period.
Yeah,
yes, we've seen a lot of changes. The clubs have come and gone.
And maybe
we're still here. Things have come and gone, but we're still here.
Maybe some things are coming back. I mean, there are things, you know, the brewery is bringing people in at different places. Vivace obviously is dedicated to jazz, seems to be, although you're telling me that the Greenwich may have switched focus.
It's transitioned away from jazz for a while. I still have hopes. I'm talking with the owner, and we're hoping that eventually it's going to morph back into a jazz spot. So
he
understands the importance of it being the longest running jazz club. So maybe we can just say that it's on hiatus.
That's a great thing.
It's exploring some new clientele.
Okay.
Making repairs to the building and stuff, you know.
So. Yeah, the building. Although that stretch of building is, you know, it's going, or that stretch of Gilbert is going great.
Yes,
things are happening over there. Baba, if you would take a minute and just, you were in Drums for Peace, the very popular Drums for Peace band, and tell us a bit about how that came about, you know, what's your – if your mission was close to what Mambo Combo
says.
So
how much time do we have? Okay. All right. Well,
we'll have you back on a weekly basis. Okay. How's that?
Yeah, that's a long story. But to kind of make it short, Drones for Peace was started by Steve Hayes and Sherry Lauder. Oh, boy, you're talking 50 years ago?
That long ago. Okay.
Yeah, maybe almost that long ago. And prior to that, it was, I think Sherry was involved with, it's on the tip of my tongue, First Perfect Jewish Couple or something. That was a band, something like that. Mm-hmm. I would never remember. I don't remember the music that well, but yeah, that was kind of how they got started. Anyway, Drones for Peace morphed out of that, picked up percussionist. Right now, he's called Ollie Schweitzer. And myself and Catherine Gardette. John Ruggio was a flute player, and we began practicing in a basement out in College Hill, and it just started blowing up. You know, we started getting gigs, and we started doing schools, and we had some small performances, and we were doing something really different. It was a percussion-based group, mostly original material that Sherry and somebody, Ali, and some of us put together, and we actually were we took liberties with music, because what we did was we traveled. We went to Cuba back in 95, 96, 94, 95, and we brought back. We studied with some of the greats there in Matanzas and Havana, and Los Muñequitos de Matanzas. Afro-Cuba, these are all the traditional folkloric companies. We learned their style of music, and also during the time period that we spent in Havana, we learned some of the popular styles of percussion work that they were doing at that time. And we brought it back and put our own twist on it, and that really caught on. People really loved the percussion-based music, something that I've always been involved with. So that kind of took hold, and we kept on going. And actually, Drones for Peace hasn't gone away. We got really, really busy in our lives, and so we're all kind of doing different kinds of things. But we do come together on occasion, and there's been a lot of talk of doing a DFP reunion.
That sounds great.
Tour or kind of big concert, so we'll see. I, you know what's interesting? You mentioned it when I walked through the door. I didn't expect that. But there's so many people that walk up to me and say, do you know Drums for Peace? Are you? And Drums for Peace made a heck of an imprint on Cincinnati.
Really did. I mean, and I've known, I didn't realize that Catherine was your wife. Oh. But she, as both a musician and a community activist,
yes.
I've seen her for years when, you know, we've kind of half moved into Walnut Hills and renovating a house and stuff like that too. So, and to see that she's president of the community council or the equivalent of that and things like that. So if you can pass that back to Michael for a minute and just tell me where you came from and how you guys got together.
Well, how okay.
How much time do I have? Half as much as we have.
Well, I've been around here, kicking around here a long time, playing jazz with, you know, the Blues Big Band, the original Steve Schmidt Trio, the original Blue Wisp. All through the Blue Wisp phases, as we know, they went through four or five different owners, and it was a beautiful thing. We wish it was still here, but it, you know, everything has its time. But it's always been me and Steve Schmidt started a group called the Salsa Renegades back in the 80s, and I've always been fascinated with Latin music. I'm just a lifetime student of it, and it's the happiest music I've ever played, and it's just always speaks to me. I'm an eclectic guy musically. Mm-hmm. I like all kinds of music, not just jazz, not just Latin, but I think my favorite music to play is Latin music. And then, also in the 80s, there was a surge of large groups in town. That's when Salsa on the Square started.
Right.
And
okay.
Pat Kelly started this large group called Latin Exposure. We had 50% full-time jazz musicians and 50% indigenous Latinos playing from all walks of life, some of them from Dayton. So this group was 11 pieces, And all these groups are typically 11. I mean, this orchestra that's coming next Wednesday, they're 16 pieces. It really can't do this.
Is there room for 16 pieces on the stage?
13. I know they function as a 16 in some other situation. But so the physics of this music, you really, I mean, I've had some funny agents sometimes say, could you do a duo or a single with Latin? No, Latin music is really like a puzzle of parts, time parts. And we found the smallest group that we can do it and not really feel like we're missing out is two percussionists, which mostly they have three and four, two horns, which usually they have four, and bass and piano. And so we're doing it with six pieces. We have two percussion, two rhythm, and two horns. We have trumpet and sax. And the sax player doubles on flute. And so these guys play all the percussion instruments. Like they're, when they load in, it's just like it takes forever. I mean, the both of them, they have so much stuff. I always introduce Ali Schweitzer as saying he's doing the work of 10 men. We try to pay him for one.
That's right.
You know? But so we are doing it. We do get sort of mimic the big band, the big Latin sound.
Uh-huh.
For six pieces, it's pretty amazing. It's the way the music's designed and the way we alter the arrangements to make it work. But it is reminiscent of the big band, of the big Latin sound.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we hear that song? Why don't you tell us what we're going to hear?
Okay, this song is called Mambo Galante. It's track number 5 on that, and the thing about these writers, when I started this band, one thing I had in my back pocket was the charts from this album, because Bobby Shue came to town at the Old Blue Wisp, and he said, Mike, we're going to go take this on tour. So he came here, and they called players. We played at the Wisp a whole weekend. Then we went up to Indiana to the great jazz club called the Jazz Kitchen, and we played up there with their musicians. So Bobby brought these books of all the parts from this record. The name of the record is called Salsa Caliente.
Okay.
It's a great record. If you were going to be on a desert island and needed one Latin jazz record, it would make you feel good. So these writers that he hired for this really know how to write for this music. So you'll see that it features different parts of the Latin ensemble really well. It's not just like a melody and everybody soloing. That's more of the jazz standard
right
form. This is really like a classical suite in that they will use different parts of it or specifically dedicated to the instruments. Like when it comes on the percussion section, you'll hear it's dedicated to the percussion section. It's pretty interestingly written.
Good.
This is called Mambo Galante.
Thank you.
And that was Mambo Combo with, one more time, Michael, name of that song?
The name of that song was Mambo Galante.
Mambo Galante. Uh-huh. And that's probably one that they'll hear at
Absolutely.
Memorial Hall.
It features everybody in the band. It's well-written by Bobby Shue and his gang on the West Coast.
That sounds great. They will be the six-piece Latin musical ensemble will be opening, or actually they'll be playing separately reception for the Longworth Anderson series show of Orquesta Acocan. How about that?
Yeah.
Next Wednesday night at Memorial Hall. And we have Michael Scharf with us, the bass player of that band. We have Baba Charles, one of the percussionists. And we have Corey Wolf, our friend who has been here many times, who heads up and does a great job of organizing against tremendous odds this wonderful music series in town of everybody she has to deal with. Tell us a little bit. You've had, is this only the second show of the year?
Yeah, we kicked off on February 7th okay. with Anais Mitchell and Bonnie Light Horseman. Were you at that show?
I was not.
Okay. Fantastic group. It's like a folk super group.
Uh-huh.
And it's Anais Mitchell actually wrote the Broadway smash Hadestown.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like 8 Tony Awards and Grammy Awards. So it was fantastic to have them kick off the series.
That's great. And tell us a little bit about the Orquesta. As well.
Sure.
That would be the headliners.
Well, this is going to be a really fun time. This is a 13-piece Mambo Big Band straight from Havana. It's led by the dynamic vocalist, Jose Pepito Gomez. Just YouTube him. It's fantastic to watch. He's got such a wonderful energy. This is a really carefully curated selection of some of the island's greatest instrumentalists. So it's going to be, you know, really straight from Havana. 2-time Grammy nominated. They just released an album called 16 Rios, and that was from Deptone Records. So they actually were the first Spanish language album that was released by that label.
Ah.
So very exciting.
That's great. Well, let's take a minute and just go through it then, because the series that we're all familiar with has had to overcome the pandemic and the fear of going out and wearing masks and showing all your stuff for the past 2 years. And I think hopefully we're inching towards that being finished. So there is a wonderful lineup coming on this year where you've added two, to our minds certainly, two great shows in just the past couple weeks.
Yeah, so we have Pink Martini, the little orchestra that everybody loves. We actually brought them to the Longworth Anderson series in 2017, and they were such a hit. We're bringing them back for an encore. We call it encore presentation. So that's June 3rd. That's actually sold out, but we have the Amy McFarland Quartet coming for the pre-concert reception.
And she'll be joining us in the studio at
that
awesome.
Point. Oh, awesome. Yeah, that's right. Then we also have Calexico, which we just announced yesterday with special guest Ada Lea. I'm not actually sure how to pronounce her name.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah. Looking to you. That's October 12th. And we have Wonky Tonk playing the pre-concert reception.
Oh, really?
And actually,
oh, good.
To that, to
well,
her.
You know, and it's interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to go see her at Music Resource Center once. Didn't make it there. But I follow, she's an eclectic character.
Yeah.
So that'll be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Really hoping that sells out because they're very popular. It's a blend of rock and blues mm-hmm. and indie with Latin American sounds mixed
right.
in. So, and then we have Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives on October 21st. And another encore performance, we brought Marty in, I think it was 2019. He's, you know, obviously needs really no introduction, but 5-time Grammy nominated, just a legend, has performed with Lester Flatt and Johnny Cash. I mean, so he's coming, and we're having the Sean Gale is actually from the Tillers, is coming back to do the pre-concert reception.
Are there other shows that are announced yet? Or
no
there
others
other shows?
Have been announced, but we will have
we
probably
will have more to come.
Three or
okay.
four announced in the coming weeks.
I won't force you to tease everybody, although I have an yeah. idea who's coming. So I'm very excited for the rest of the series this year. But I think this is a great way, high-energy way, to kick off the series, a great way to introduce people who may not have even been to Memorial Hall, the rejuvenated Memorial Hall.
Yeah.
I was talking to Baba when I realized who he was, that there was something – I don't even know if the equivalent of the Fine Arts Sampler, Fine Arts Fund Sampler exists any longer – but that was such a great thing. You could go from venue to venue on a weekend and see all kinds of different performers and artists, visual artists and everything. And I think our introduction to you was on the crumbling Memorial Hall stage at that point where people were up there dancing with you.
Well, they did need some work back in the day, but they've done a great job remodeling the place and brightening it up. The new sound system and everything is in place. I've worked there several times, and it's wonderful to work there. Easy, it's much easier to load in and load out with the elevator now and stuff. So elevators. So you mentioned things that are going on. You know, something that's coming out. I don't know if I'm supposed to plug it or not, but sure. Blink is coming back to Cincinnati, and it's an opportunity to see multiple bands and acts all around Cincinnati. It's really huge. It gets bigger every year, and there's a call out to many artists that, to get on board and find a spot to perform in for this year's event. That is one thing, and there are other organizations that are doing similar things like that. I know Leadership Cincinnati, then there's a youth group that I've done some work with that are incorporating young people and introducing them to percussive style musics and other art forms. Artworks is doing a great job of doing a lot of events. Arts Wave is the one I really want to mention. That's our biggest, probably our biggest supporter in the arts here in Cincinnati. And they are doing a wonderful job of incorporating schools, corporations, private vendors, all in the art, incorporating the arts, all types of arts, visual and music and sculpture
and dance and
all kinds of
dance. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's you know, we would be remiss, Corey, if we talked about Blink and we did not talk about the Q Kids, which is what was my introduction just via their video to them. Yeah. And the Q Kids dance team from the West End, if you're familiar with them, and what a wonderful story and wonderful people they are. So the whole arts thing, and one of the hallmarks of the Longworth Anderson series, or certainly one of the aspirations, is to make the shows more diverse. And so that's what's great about this show, is that, you know, it's not a guy up there with an acoustic guitar, which there's plenty of, you know, great, wonderful white guys with acoustic guitars and make great music. But this is something that you're not going to see, except maybe on Salsa Night on the Square at some point. But Michael was talking about your upcoming gigs at the different places as well. I've driven by Schwartz's Point for 40 years and thought it was an abandoned building.
Well, yes, because recently they've tried to put their footprint a little more brighter in the sky. They've lit it up and they've got signage. Well, you know, that's Ed Moss's original home and jazz club.
I did not know.
Yes, that, Ed Moss, the famous Ed Moss, you know, who passed away in the last 5 years, I guess, I mean, maybe longer than that. But Ed was a great mentor, a great jazz piano player, kind of a character. Everybody didn't love him, but some people did. Some people thought he was outrageous. But I'll tell you what. Looking back on Ed, he gave everybody a chance to play at his jazz clubs, and his jazz clubs would do jazz minimum four nights a week, sometimes five and six. And when one of his players was going to New York, I was in the audience, and I just started playing. I said, Ed, I know 23 standards. I will do my homework. I said, if you want somebody. And he took me on, and it was the greatest way to start. You couldn't do that right now. In this day and age of all the technology and all the great things and all the jazz education, there's no way a person could go out and get a 4- and 5-night-a-week job. I had that job for 2 years with him, and he was a wealth of knowledge. He was extremely educated. He was a composer, legitimate. I mean, he had a doctorate degree from IU, you know, that he finished during the time he was alive. He, you know, he was a wild man, but he knew exactly what he was doing all the time. And that's where I met Steve Schmidt, and we started the, you know, the Bluest Trio with John Von Ohlen. So, and it started, kicked off a whole, you know, the last 40 years of my life, you know, right. Being exposed to jazz. And at that time, when we were playing at the Wisp, people were traveling because there was no budget issues and things like that in the world. And so people came through there I would have never got to play with. People told me from New York, said, you'd be in line 30, 40 deep up in New York, but yet they were just coming through like crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, the list of people we got to play with. I got to play with Red Rodney. He stood next to Charlie Parker. He was his sidekick. What? Charlie Parker?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this was an amazing time. You know, this city was just an absolute magnet for so, you know.
Well, that's great. And again, I mean, it's interesting to me because I'm not. I won't speak for Bob. Bob can speak for himself if he would ever speak. However,
Hey,
Bob.
The jazz, Vivace, for a little coffee shop, and correct me if I'm wrong, having jazz 5 nights a week?
They are doing their part. They certainly are. There's no question about it. Yeah, they're doing their part.
And what can you tell me about the Orbit Room?
The Orbit Room is a guy who loves jazz. It was around here for a while and left for many years. They're just getting started. It's a great bar. They partner with Essen Food people around the corner, which is a vegan. And people drive here from everywhere to eat there. Wow. I mean, it's not a restaurant. You have to take out. Mm-hmm. Since this is around the corner, you can get food delivered to the Orbit Room while you're listening to music. He's doing a slow ramp up, fixing the place up inside, doing some extra little remodeling. But it's a great listening room. The most music they have is a duo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's that kind of room. It's super intimate, and people in there listen. It's really, really nice.
That's good.
Not for big band. They don't even have drum sets. It's just duos, vocals, you know, horn, piano, bass, you know.
And so compare that to to Schwartz's Point for me. What is
Schwartz's
their
Point
room?
is a full thing. They have a grand piano that's been really upgraded. It's in the process of being finished. A lot of great piano players in town have dedicated their work to fixing it up. Pat Kelly and Phil DeGreg have been putting money into that piano and their talent. And so it's a great place. People listen in that room. It's a fabulous. It feels like a living room. You know what I mean? Somebody's living room.
That's right. That's great.
It's not reverby. You know, it's just wonderful.
I'll tell you, they make a great margarita.
They're great. And you know what? We have told her, us that have been in the business a while, that she needs to up her prices on the weekends, but she is such a sweetheart. It's $5 to get in there on the weekend. And I'm telling you, it's the same acts that you can see at all the other places. Such as Cafe Vivace, and so what that does, it leaves a lot of extra money in people's pockets for tips. So it's great for musicians.
Well, that's good.
They take care of us really well down there. And
that's great.
Zarlene runs that. That's Ed Moss's daughter.
Okay.
Her and her mother, Carolyn, and so it's really a homegrown thing. It's not like a corporate. You know, sometimes you end up playing in a corporate feeling place, and that is what it is. As musicians, we have to appreciate playing in different kinds of places, but it really feels like a great hometown mission there. So everybody should support Schwartz's Point and all the jazz venues.
Exactly. Well, it sounds like that there is live music, no matter what, is coming back out of the pandemic. I think these places,
Absolutely.
Vivace was doing it before then.
Yeah.
But this is, again, new to me, or maybe bigger than it was a couple years ago or
right.
something. And you guys are seeing crowds out
right.
now more than
full houses
before. That's
on
great.
All of them, yeah. We don't have enough places that the ones we've got are being used, and not to be you know, looked over. It's a great culture we've got here. You know, it is. I mean, if we had a few more places, it would be fine. There's enough talent in this town. There's so much talent, and not quite enough places to play. But that's how it rolls.
We'll start and make incremental progress going forward.
That's right, man.
That's Michael Scharf and Baba Charles of Mambo Combo. They will be. I'm just going to call them the opening act for the Orquesta Aco Khan next Wednesday night at Memorial Hall in the second event of the Longworth Anderson series of this year. Also joining us tonight is Corey Wolf, the executive director of that. Thank you, guys. We're going to play one more tune from your upcoming CD. Okay. And this will be great. And hopefully,
it's an original adaption.
Okay, we'll see you next Wednesday at Memorial Hall. Right. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks to all of you for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Ven y bailalo un poquito. Baila mi mambo que
esto se acaba ya.
Se acaba.
El mambo se acaba.
Se acaba.
Esto se acaba ya.
Se acaba, baby.
El mambo se acaba.
Mueve la cintura pa' que goce a tu manera. Que este mambo que te traigo se ha gozado donde quiera. Baila mi mambo que
esto se acaba ya. Se acaba ya, el mambo se acaba, esto se acaba ya, el...
formamos rapidito y se terminan. Ven y baila ahora porque el mambo está sabroso, está rico y cadencioso y te alegra bien la vida. Baila mi mambo que
esto se acaba ya.
Se acaba.
El mambo se acaba.
Se acaba.
Esto se acaba ya.
Se acaba,
el mambo,
baby.
Se acaba.
Te lo dije, nena.
Esto se acaba ya.
Ven y baila el mambo.
Se acaba.
Ven y goza el mambo.
Esto se acaba ya. El mambo se acaba.
There we go. I forget the name of it. Did you write down the name of that song?
Mambo Rapido.
No.
Mambo Rapido.
Well, that's from the Orquesta.
Yeah, Orquesta Acocan.
Didn't we play a song from them?
Oh, yeah,
from
before that.
Right, was Mambo Combo. And did you write that song down?
No, I don't
think okay, so. We don't know the name of that song. That's okay. You know, we were just happy to have Michael Scharf and Baba Charles in the studio tonight. Thanks to our friend of the show, Corey Wolf, the executive director of the Longworth Anderson series. And this will be the second show. February seems so long ago. This seems like the kickoff.
Because
there's more shows coming now.
Yeah, well, we have a really packed season ahead.
Right.
So typically we have, in previous years, we've had 6 or 7 shows per year, and we're really trying to get, you know, more toward 9 to 10.
That'd be
which
great.
I think we'll probably be able to accomplish this year. So we're growing, and that's always good news.
Yeah, I think so too.
And we're eager.
Again, with big ones, I mean, you know, the people, as you say, people may not, probably don't know Orquesta Acocan, but as you just said, you're looking forward to this show more than any.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of really just getting the music in front of people. So that's why we appreciate these opportunities, because it's like once people hear it or see the videos, they're just engaged. It's just so dynamic. And what we're trying to do with this series, too, I think, is just to, you know, for people to say this is a Longworth Anderson series show, so it's worth checking out, you know, to come to trust our curation.
Right.
And I think we've grown a really wonderful, loyal following over the past just 5 years.
And again, I mean, without getting too in the weeds or inside baseball or behind closed doors with this, that's why I think we want to keep the collective. We want to keep introducing new acts and things like that. But there, to have Marty Stewart come back there, mm-hmm. to me is a huge deal after, having 8,000 people stand up for him when he opened for Jason Isbell at
sure.
the Brady Center.
Yeah.
And so you can see him with 549 of your closest friends in that theater is, to me, a coup.
Yeah.
You know.
And we've had, you know, Pat Metheny came back this past year, and then bringing back Pink Martini as well.
Right.
It's just wonderful to hear what the artists have to say when they're standing in the space. You know, we've had people say, I think John Hyatt said, I feel like I'm standing inside of a Ukrainian Easter egg. And then we had someone say,
was that before
I feel
the
like
war?
I'm in the inside of a, no, but I mean, he's like, I feel like I'm in the inside of a birthday cake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just such a beautiful space, and it's really immersive and just intimate, and it has such history.
Right.
So,
well, I think Calexico is a great get as well. I think that that'll be, you know, for there. So again, as I've told you many times, I applaud you. I applaud your knowledge and your patience for dealing with such a large group of people and trying to put this together, and your ability to maintain good humor during these meetings. And so,
oh, no, it's a pleasure. I mean, what you're referring to are our community committee. So this advisory group that we've put together that's made up of all kinds of arts enthusiasts, former music promoters, arts writers, and so forth, board members as well on the Memorial Hall Society. We're just so thankful for everyone's expertise and to the artists that they lead us to. And I think collectively we've just curated a really well-rounded and diverse selection all of the past years that we've done this.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. We're always happy when you can take some time to stop by and introduce us to new stuff. And we'll do more of that in the second show, but we'll let you get off to your other life. And thanks again so much.
Thank you. Always so much fun to be on the show.
Well, you're welcome anytime.
Thanks for coming, Corey. And
thanks,
so
Bob.
The listeners, if they want to check out what's coming up.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no. So tickets are still available for everything except for Pink Martini, which is sold out. So tickets are $30 to $80, and that includes the pre-concert reception with the live local music and food and beverage tastings from all of the best premier local restaurants and distributors. And we'll also, tickets are available at memorialhallotr.com. So just.
And you should check out the Longworth Anderson website,
mm-hmm,
and Facebook page, and follow it on the gram and the Twitter and everything else.
Yep. We're on all social. You have to these days.
To do that, to keep interest up.
For sure.
But, grab your tickets. Save two for Marty, for Bob.
Yeah, for sure.
So memorialhallotr.com,
mm-hmm,
and what's the website for the Longworth Anderson?
Longworth-AndersonSeries.com.
Got it.
There we go.
Okay,
well,
thanks,
Corey. Okay, well,
it's
thanks so much.
Great to see you again after all this time.
Absolutely.
We'll get that, we'll repeat that at the end of the night. So thank you. It is 7:06. We've gotten through the first hour and 6 minutes of the show, and now it's time for other music going forward. Here we go.
A mighty man, he could outrun the L&N. Caught a wildcat and made him his friend. He was a flatwoods boy. Got his learning from a running brook. Taught him go with the flow and don't get hooked. But Virgil Lee kindly mistook the devil for a dear friend. You can fool all the jokers with diamonds. You can play boy, ramble, and root. You can lie like a penny on the sea and old land, but the good Lord knows the truth. Just like old Hickory, shading the porch of a house that's been torn down. There ain't nothing that's left but the memory. And that long, tall, scraggly, bitter nut, old Hickory. It was Gainsboro at the Glowworm Bar. We were passing around the jug and the guitar. Virgil picked it like an opera star. I mean, the boy was on fire. I said, hey, Virgil Lee, where'd you get that stuff? He said, I don't know. I guess I made it up. Well, sometimes an empty cup just overflows. And all that summer was fire and rain. Now, Virgil Lee started nursing the pain. Till every one of them songs he would play was twisted, falling down. past that's been torn down. There ain't nothing that's left but the memory and that long, tall, scraggly bit of nut, old hickory. When you get too big for your britches, well, that's all. Hung his fiddle and his flat-top guitar up in the high school gym. Nobody remembers his name, and I can't say anyone's to blame. One of these times you gotta hear him play. He was the greatest that's ever been. Oh, you can fool all the jokers with diamonds. You can play boy, ramble, and root. You can lie like a penny on the sea, an old line, but the good Lord knows the truth just like it. Old Hickory, shading the porch of a house that's been torn down. There ain't nothing that's left but the memory.
Home to do. I don't like falling or falling breaking people's hearts. So don't push me when you need to pull me. Trick me when you need to school me. Hold it when you need to give it. Damn it, woman, I can't quit it. And I walk straight and narrow. Just not talking along the way.
Keep on me alive. It'll never be enough to keep your memory from my mind. Potatoes and whiskey ain't strong enough to fight. Love I have for you, so I say we long some bliss tonight. I bet if we told my kitchen and fix me something good to eat and make
take my head a little high, make the whole day complete, cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Well, pass it to me, baby. Well, pass it to me slow. We'll take time out to smile a little before you let it go. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Nothing to do, and there's always room for more. Fill it, light it, shut up, and close the door. Cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Something good to eat, make ourselves a little high, make the whole day complete, cause we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on. Well, every night and day if I can help it, we're gonna lay around the shanty mama and put a good buzz on.
We played some songs.
We did. First of all, we'd like to say thanks one more time to Michael Scharf, Baba Charles, and Corey Wolf for joining us for the first hour of the show. Mambo Combo, the band with Michael and Baba, will open for Orquesta Ako Khan next Wednesday night at Memorial Hall as part of the Longworth Anderson series.
I'm going to run out and buy that Orquesta Ako Khan album.
That sounds great.
That he described. 16 Rayos, it's called. It's on Daptone. Orquesta Ako Khan.
That's right.
So, and I'm also going to get Salsa Caliente because he said it was the good primer for that kind of music.
We want to be the best education on the radio, and we can't do that if we don't know what we're talking about.
Well,
so.
This hasn't stopped us before.
We haven't admitted
we're
it before.
We're raising the standards here.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
But you just showed people a whole bunch of good music in that set, Bob.
We went back to our home base. We started with Old Crow Medicine Show from their 2018 volunteer release, Old Hickory. And then I must have been in a previous decade bender, because from 2016 we heard the Hackensaw Boys with Don't Bet Against Me from Charismo. And that song you just heard, well, two ago, Potatoes and Whiskey by Blackfoot Gypsies. On their To the Top CD. And then, of course, Jonathan Edwards from way back in 1971. For all you 420ers out there, Shanny.
420ers, that's right. On 413, looking back a week, those of you who were tuned in, it was our annual, our first annual.
Uh-oh, Shottle. Get Shottle on the phone.
How about that? It wasn't our first fundraiser, but it was our first spring fundraiser, in which we hope will become a biannual affair, spring and fall.
Because we raised fun.
We did. We raised fun and funds, and we would like to thank everybody who came out to Boswell's last week. We had a blast.
I need to tell you right now. We need to vote for this as the best event of the year in next year's City Beat. You know how they do, like, the greatest social event of the year or whatever?
Uh-huh.
I think it was this last Wednesday at Boswell's.
It was just great fun. We had, our expectations were pretty high because we had had our first get-together last fall with our friend Ernie D'Amico and his porch-sitting buddies, Lynn and Cheviot Ray. came to Boswell's, and we had a great time. Bob and me and my lovely wife, Janine. We had a great time, just six of us. Last week, we spread the word a bit, pimped it on the radio.
Flogged our member-thons.
Told our friends. So all of a sudden, a whole slew of our friends showed up.
We had a 100% increase in attendance.
More than that, I think, if 100, you count them up. Yeah.
120?
Well, I'm not good at math, right. But when we start counting out these names, you can do it with your pen and pencil. But it was wonderful. Our friends who have been longtime supporters of the show, Jack and Kathy and Tim and Anna Marie and John and Joyce, the Webmaster Supreme, John Tavardian, the other half of the crack research team, Vicky from Clifton, and
then of course Ernie and Lynn.
Ernie and Lynn were there. Chiviet Ray was there. Yeah. He left a little early. He came back.
I knew it was going to get crazy.
And then the subject of one of the classic episodes of Blue Snakes and Banjos from April 23rd, 2014, our former Enquirer colleague, Tim Vandenbrink, showed up and told the story of when Jimmy Page and the Yardbirds played the St. Xavier High School prom in 1968.
True. So unlike most of what you hear on this show, that is a true story.
And you can listen to that episode under the Younger Years tab on bluesnakesandbanjos.com, April 23rd, 2014. It's a great tale, and it was wonderful to see Vondo. We hadn't seen him, you know. Had we seen him since?
Since he'd been on the show?
I think I saw him once.
Yeah, I think,
you know.
Or he and Artie were hanging out.
Well, and he's going to – it was great to reconnect with him. And then, of course, it wasn't so great when he called.
Oh, let's not violate HIPAA.
HIPAA, okay. That. Although we informed everybody who was there, except the delightful waitress. Did we ever get her name?
Jean.
She was great. I mean, she was, you know, carrying six plates at a time and multiple glasses and separate checks and everything. It was so much fun. And so
we have more people to thank, but also Boswell's was fantastic. That is a great place. My only beef about Boswell's is they're not carrying the official summer beer of Blue Snakes and Banjos this year, Wiedemann. And in fact, it was great because I asked Gene, I said, "You guys got Wiedemann?" I'm on a Wiedemann jag all of a sudden.
Sure.
Because I drink thin yellow beer in the summer and beer that is brown and doesn't pour
sludge.
In the winter, sludge. And I say to Gene, "Hey, do you got Wiedemann?" And Gene's like, "I don't know." And she yells across to the bartender, "We got any Wiedemann?" And the bartender gave this look like I had asked, "Do we have any arsenic back there we could have?" But anyway, that's my only beef. It's well outweighed by the glorious hospitality, the fantastic food.
They were so delightful, as were all the people.
And delightful listeners who we haven't met before.
Well, I was saving that part for last because, you know, we sometimes assume that we're just here to amuse one another because we don't think anybody else is listening at all. And then every once in a while we'll get a text or we'll get a phone call. We know we can always depend on Ernie and Lynn and Chiviet Ray and our good friend Ray Couch from Bridgetown who couldn't make it last week. And, you know, I hope he can make the next one. I'm going to keep urging him to come out of his house.
Yeah. Tom and Phoenix couldn't make it.
That's right.
And Sol didn't fly in from Korea. But I'm trying to forgive him.
Anyway, we were thrilled when these two wonderful women walked in the door and said, "I'm Susie," and the other one said, "I'm Regina. We listen to your show, and we have donated money."
And we immediately called the police.
Even if they hadn't said we donated Monday, it wouldn't matter. The fact that someone is listening to the show that we don't know is certainly
And likes it enough to want to come and meet us in person and have a good time on a Wednesday night.
or listen to it more than once, you
there,
know,
yeah,
and come exactly. back and visit it. But they were just, they were simply, yes, speaking of delightful, they were absolutely delightful. And we can't thank them enough for, you know, and again, we laugh and giggle about the financial support, but it's important to the station. It's the way we can bring in people like Mambo Combo and things like that. And we can do those things. But to have people like Susie and Regina show up and, you know, just say thanks for playing the kind of music that we play means the world to both of us.
Yes, and, thank you very much.
It was just a great week. We will start plotting the fall event soon. Let us know, or we'll let you know going forward. But
there'll be amnesty for those who gave already. You can just come and drink.
We'll start planning. You know, last Wednesday afternoon at about 4 o'clock, Bob said, "You know what we should do? We should get." And I'm thinking, we've been on the air for 8.5 years, and we still don't have a logo. For God's sakes, what are we going to get in 2 hours that we should do here? We're going to start planning now, though.
We're going to have door prizes.
Door prizes. We're going to have knickknacks,
swag.
You know. Or at least get the bumper stickers. Maybe
we get
the
a
calendars.
Logo, we could get a T-shirt.
A T-shirt?
Could get crazy.
We can get all kinds of stuff,
yeah.
You know. And so we've got 6 months to figure this out.
I'm feeling pressure already.
We'll do it. But in the meantime.
Thank you.
And for the next 6 months, absolutely. Thanks to everybody who showed up. Thanks to everybody who reaches out. Thanks to everybody who clicks on the website or the Facebook page and visits it. Like I say, it means the world to us. We're having a great time, and we've met so many interesting people. And Susie and Regina are at the top of that list for this week until some more strangers wander in the room.
The greatest people in the universe this week. sorry, little Steven.
That's right. That's
stealing
right.
Stealing that from him.
So, anyway, but the core mission of Blue Snakes and Banjos, as everybody knows, is playing music. So here's some songs from some people who are playing live music in town this week, including this song from Dylan LeBlanc, who is at the Southgate House tonight. Drive on over there. And he'll take the stage as soon as we're off the air. This is Cautionary Tale.
Thank you. life. I was a solitary soul. No solace or respite. I was a solitary soul. No peace I could find. Well, I was a solitary soul. No comfort in keeping. And that still small voice came to me. And that still small voice is like,
such a damn little prick. We hit the road early. I never got a shower. Supposed to been at sound check back about an hour. Blood pressure's up, I gotta take pills. The food don't kill me, the alcohol will. And I know it ain't healthy, but this is what I do. Same thing I was doing back before I met you. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? Number I call, must have been a misdial, I don't recall. Doctor bills came, we're down on our knees. Insurance pays when they damn well please. I sent home the money soon as I could. Sent it home to Sancho like a good man should. What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now? What's the matter? What's the matter now?
Singing in the wires, I can hear you through the wine and the Wichita lineman is still on the I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like a rain. If it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than I want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the thank you. and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
car.
There we go. Happy birthday to our friend Tim Gerhardt.
Northside Tim.
From Dada, Timothy, from their Puzzle album, their great debut album of 1992. Bob says it's a little slow, a little dark, a little anything, but you know what? Tim has a dark side to him. He appreciates dark humor and all that. So we just wanted to say thanks, and thanks for being among the largest contributors at the fundraiser last week.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Absolutely. Before that, we heard music from people that you can see starting at 8 o'clock tonight at the Southgate House. Dylan LeBlanc, he's a great singer-songwriter. We heard the title track from his Cautionary Tale album, 2016. After that, my discovery of the week. I'm telling you, if I keep doing this, I'm going to have to double the size of my music collection. A woman by the name of Betty Sue, and I saw she had been on tour with Chris Smither, who's we're a fan of his here at BS&B. And then it turns out that she's opening for James McMurtry tomorrow night at Memorial Hall, solo, both of them. No bands, just their guitars. But what a great album this is from 2009. Betty Sue's Heat, Sin, Water, Skin. And we heard Still Small Voices. Then we heard from McMurtry himself, What's the Matter, from last year's great Horses and the Hounds album. And Jimmy Webb coming to town Saturday at Memorial Hall. From his 10 Easy Pieces, his versions of his own song, the Glen Campbell classic, Wichita Lineman. And that's it. We're going to go out here in a few minutes with another tune from Orquesta Acocan, called No Tia Hagas. You can see them next Wednesday in the Longworth Anderson series at Memorial Hall. And one more time, we'd like to thank Michael Sharfe and Baba Charles for joining us tonight, along with Corey Wolf. Mambo Combo will play the pre-concert reception at Memorial Hall, which is always a show in itself. It'll be a great time over there. And if you can't make it to that, you can see Mondo Combo May 6th at Schwartz's Point. It's at the corner. I think it's – are you familiar with the streets? Is it Vine and McMicken?
It's Vine and – is it East Clifton or McMicken?
I think it's
Vine
McMicken.
And McMicken. Because, yeah, that's Schoolhouse at Clifton. It's Vine and McMicken.
And it's the building with its cool stone, build. Just stones.
Very
it's great.
Cool.
Really cool. It's kind of a flat iron building in that sense. It's at that corner. So
it's a point.
Schwartz's Point Jazz Club, May 6th. And then May 13th, they'll be at Cafe Vivace at the corner of Kemper and McMillan in Walnut Hills. And you can catch up to those folks at that point. One more time on everybody who came out to Boswell's, thank you so much. It was great to hear from you again tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. And we'll be here next week, right, Bob?
Yes, we'll be here. And as all, well, we said we got one more by Orquesta Acocan. But, yes, I'll see you next week.
Okay, man.
Until that time, as always, love one another. Good night, everybody.
Perfect. Thank you.
del monte que tú no lo conoces, no, lo que hagas, tú no conoces el monte, porque tú siempre viviste en el llano, y aunque te me creas bachete, yo sé que no sabes, mi hermano. No te me hagas el del monte que tú no lo conoces, no, no te hagas, no te me hagas el del monte que tú no lo conoces, no, no te hagas. Conoces los caminos y la luz del amanecer y el bejuco colorado que te puede enredar los pies. No, 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 no. No te me hagas el del monte que tú no lo conoces. El monte tiene brillumba. No te me hagas el del monte que tú no lo conoces. Tú no sabes lo fea que es la cara de la lechuza. No te me hagas el del monte. Nunca te despertaste con el cantío del gallo. No te me hagas el del monte que tú no lo conoces. El monte tiene lo suyo. No te me hagas el del monte que tú no lo conoces. No, 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 no te metas. No, 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 no te metas. No te me hagas el del monte, monte que tiene. Tú no lo conoces. Pa para batirico y pi, pa para batirico un cuadro. No te me hagas el del monte que tú no lo conoces.
Si no lo conoce de día, imagínate de noche.
No te me hagas el del monte.
Para su gallo. No te me hagas el bachete, bebé,
porque en el monte te puedes meter.
No te confíes si no sabes, no te metas, bebé,
porque en el monte te puedes meter.
Siempre has vivido en el llano. Tú no conoces el